the days after the Boston Marathon bombings in April, we turned to Here and Now's Alex Ashlock for reporting and analysis. 6 months later, he has these thoughts.
Today, I'm thinking about the three people who were killed at the race and the more than 260 people who were injured. Many of them hurt so badly, their lives will never be the same. I'm also thinking about the first responders, the people in the medical tent, who suddenly found themselves dealing with limbs that had been blown off rather than runners with blisters. And the doctors and nurses at the local emergency rooms. I know some of these people. They will also never be the same. But I'm also thinking about how the running community has come together around what happened in Boston. Race directors say registration for all sorts of races across the country is booming. I haven't done a scientific survey, but I go to a lot of races, and people say they are running to remember Boston. Over this past weekend, more than 40,000 people ran in the Chicago Marathon. One of them was Leanne Yanni. On April 15th, she was waiting for friends near the finish line in Boston when the first bomb went off. It shattered her leg. She ran 26 miles on Sunday. A young man named Robert Wheeler had just finished the Boston Marathon in April when he heard the bombs go off. He ran back to the finish line and probably saved the life of a man who was badly injured. This past Sunday, Robert ran the half marathon in Boston. He was carrying an American flag. I was also in that race. Thinking about what Robert had done in April and what he was doing on Sunday kept me going. That kind of Boston inspiration will no doubt help some of the runners in the next big marathon in New York City on November 3rd.
Those thoughts from Here and Now's Alex Ashlock.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Charles River Apparel, over a quarter century of creating apparel for corporations and athletic teams, based in New England and family-owned. Learn more at charlesriverapparel.com. And Olin College of Engineering, working to educate the next generation of engineering innovators to solve the world's complex technical challenges. Olin.edu.